Hi, I'm Patricia Stallworth, the author of Minding Your Money, with today's Money Minute. It's Monday, and I have a question. Is your money working for you? Today on The Minute, surviving divorce with your shirt or blouse intact. Divorce is all too common in America. In fact, about 50% of all first marriages end in divorce, and the failure statistics are even higher for second and third marriages. And for many, this is seen as more of an emotional event rather than the financial or business transaction that it really is. And forgetting this can cause you to literally lose your blouse or shirt, and the future can be tough. Take the case of Jennifer. She got the $300,000 family home in her divorce settlement, while her husband got the other assets, mostly investments. The house had a $1,900 house payment and a $200,000 mortgage. After a few months, Jennifer had to put the house up for sale because she couldn't keep up with the payments. Unfortunately, the real estate market in her area tanked at about that time, and she had to keep lowering the price. The house finally sold at $230,000, leaving her just enough money to pay off the mortgage and the closing costs. She totally lost the $100,000 of equity she had, while her ex still had the $100,000 of investments, which have continued to grow. So what's the answer? The answer is to realize that divorce is a business event, and it should be treated as such, which means setting your emotions aside and getting help in the areas you don't fully understand. While it's important to get outside help, something as simple as a budget based on her after-divorce income could have helped Jennifer understand from the start that she couldn't afford to keep the house, and taking the house was not her best option. And that's The Minute for today. Want more information about divorce? Check out my ebook, How to Get Divorced Without Losing Your Blouse, 101 Things You Should Know. Sorry, guys. You can find out more by visiting MindingYourMoneyMinute.com and clicking on the Shop Now button. Thanks for listening. And as always, remember that minding your money really is the path to a richer life. I'm Patricia Stallworth for the Minding Your Money Minute. For more information, visit MindingYourMoneyMinute.com.